Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, June the 22nd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, did you know that the little party that the Canadians put on for the G7, when I say Canadians, of course, I mean Canadian taxpayers, cost $800 million? Yep, that's the one that Trump turned up late for and left early from. Well, I'm going to talk about that. Clearly, whether or not Trump has his own reasons for saying the things he does, he really needs to brush up on his PR techniques, in my opinion, because he's not going to get very far with what he's got up his repertoire sleeve so far. All right, so then I will have a quick comment to make about the GDP, which is increased about one-third in the last 10 years, with stocks, however, increasing from 8,000 to 25,000 currently, which is more than 9 times more than Main Street growth. With all the pressures on young Americans today, I thought I'd look at reasons why America's youth seems to have no interest in fighting back some of the more egregious attacks on freedom. Many of you probably don't think about this, but it is really, in my opinion, a huge issue, because it looks like America's youth has become lobotomized. And I think once you've heard what I have to say about this, you'll tend to agree that something very mysterious is going on. Well, a little bit more about government corruption, which is so pervasive that nobody even notices anymore. Then I'm going to talk about South Africa. Now, I know South Africa very well. I've spent a long time there in the 90s, and everybody thought after the handover to the blacks that they would never, ever allow the country to go the way of Zimbabwe, the old Rhodesia. But now it looks very much as though it is heading in that direction. One of the leaders of South Africa, Julius Malema, he said quote unquote, "We have not called for the killing of white people, at least for now. I can't guarantee the future." Well, as you may know, South Africa is very much of a first world country with a third world mentality, or if you want to call it a third world country with a small first world mentality, that might fit the bill, but that's going to go by the wayside if these things come to pass. So, where's the best place in America to live if you want to maximize your chances of living longer? Well, I'll have a word on that too. So get your pens out, get your computers open, and sign up for a donation, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, I will unlock the secret as to why the declared unemployment rate is so low, when it is painfully obvious that far more people are unemployed than reported. So that's our show for today. I hope you enjoy it. I wish you all a wonderful weekend ahead. I will be back in the normal way on Monday. And this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.